It's 107.7 The Bone, Baby Huey and Bimbo Jimbo here. And Jimbo, we're super excited right now. As you know, we're huge wrestling fans, and it's an amazing moment. We get to talk to one of our favorite stars.
That's right. I mean, between her time in NXT and WWE, she's already a six-time world champion. Woo! She is the queen from the Queen City and soon to be crowned a New York Times best-selling author, I have no doubt, thanks to her brand new book she co-wrote with her father, the 16-time world champion Ric Flair. Second nature, we have Charlotte Flair. Welcome to the show.
Thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely. And I just have to reiterate real quick before we get into the questions and everything, you know, when we first met WrestleMania 31 Radio Row, I told you how much your father's match with Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 24 meant to me as a wrestling fan. It's my go-to to what I show the non-fans. And then, you know, fast forward just a couple years later to see what you've done following so beautifully in your father's footsteps. It's been an absolute pleasure to watch.
Thank you so much. That was San Jose Media Row, correct?
Yes.
So it was a lot of fun talking to you there. So thank you again for making the time today. So first things first, obviously, we're all very concerned about your dad and his recent medical emergency. So it's just so great to hear that he's on the mend. But so how's he currently doing right now?
He's on the mend, and actually, I think he gets to go home today. So I know
Beautiful. He's
excited, and the family's excited. But he's doing great, and he's actually, you know, healthy and happy right now, especially with letting him go home today. So
perfect.
Thanks for all your thoughts and prayers.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Love hearing that. So, Charlotte, let's talk about your new book, Second Nature. It's part of your dad's story and part of yours. So did collaborating on this book bring the two of you closer together?
No, we're already really close. If anything, it gave me an opportunity to let my dad, you know, and my mom as well, kind of know how I felt growing up. Not that they didn't, but I was actually a little nervous as well, you know, because I didn't want to hurt their feelings. But it gave them kind of more insight to really what it was like in my 20s. And then also having the opportunity to, you know, apologize to my dad for not understanding, you know, in 2007 when he retired, you know, I couldn't understand why he couldn't walk away.
Yeah.
I just didn't get it. And then now being in the industry and living for that next match and that moment and, you know, walking through the curtain and hearing the audience and the rush and the adrenaline and, you know, being in the main event, I get it now. I didn't get it in 07, and I just, you know, feel bad for not understanding or being more, you know, sympathetic to what he was going through.
That's very cool. And in the book, you discuss when you first won the Divas Championship, you said you didn't feel ready, and also that Sasha Banks was angry that she wasn't the one to win the title. Can you elaborate on both those things for us? Because I thought that was an interesting passage in the book.
Yes. So I just talked about this. I've actually come into my own on the main roster, as in a lot of people, you know, I think find themselves in NXT. Mm-hmm. I think I found myself on the main roster, and I've done really well with the schedule and, you know, both brands, and kind of have grown into, you know, this larger than life Queen Charlotte character. So when I won the Divas title, I obviously had not even evolved into what I am today. So I just remember watching Nikki come through the curtain. I did not feel ready. I was nervous. Here I was, this generic baby face, and I just could not understand why I could not get the audience to relate to me. So going through that, you know, and then turning to a bad guy, it, you know, when I won the title at WrestleMania 32, I did feel ready then.
Yeah.
So, but then again, you know, I wouldn't be the character I am today, you know, had I not gone through, you know, what it was like to debut and, you know, win the Divas title and not being as popular as Sasha at the time, because I thought, you know, she's one of the greatest performers today. She will go down as one of the greatest female wrestlers of all time.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say necessarily that Sasha was mad, but Sasha is that competitive. And that's why she brings out the best in me and I bring out the best in her, is because, you know, she wants to be the best. I want to be the best. And at that time, if I was to put myself in Sasha's shoes, you know, she had just come off Brooklyn against Bayley, mm-hmm. you know, one of the greatest matches.
Yeah.
You know, she probably in her mind thought, you know, why is the title not going to me? And I don't, you know, I can't blame her for that. I just think it was hard for me knowing that I wish people could be more understanding that I needed the title to make me.
Gotcha.
And she didn't.
Very interesting. And sort of along those same lines you were talking about as far as like connecting and finding yourself on the main roster, in your book, you discussed some of those emotions when you were a babyface, but you started getting some boos. I mean, recently, one of my favorites, I love Bailey. She's a great friend of yours, obviously. She's had sort of a similar experience recently, which really makes me mad at the WWE Universe a little bit. But have you been able to talk to her at all about that with your experiences or share any advice that you have for her on the way to weather that?
If she comes to me, I think I would, give her advice, but one thing I know about Bailey is this is what she's wanted to do her whole life. And just because, the audience is disagreeing with her character or agreeing or disagreeing, however you want to look at it, this will just, it won't define her down the road. If anything, it'll make her stronger and her character stronger because she'll have to, evolve.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So, Charlotte, you made so much history already with the first women's Hell in a Cell match and Money in the Bank. And now there's a big rumor going around online that this year we're going to get a women's Royal Rumble match. Is that something you'd be interested in seeing happening or even taking part in it?
If we have enough women, absolutely. I think that would be great. I think it would be exciting. It's just a matter of, having enough, women.
Absolutely. And last one for you. I know it's a busy day for you. We are talking to Charlotte Flair promoting her new book with her dad, Rick, Second Nature. Another big rumor, though, that only intensified during the Mae Young Classic was that Ronda Rousey will be getting involved with WWE. She faced off with you and your horsewomen. If Rowdy Ronda does come to WWE, would you want to be her first opponent?
Absolutely.
Woo.
No, for sure. And I think it's great that she was around the Mae Young Classic, whether she's interested in, coming to WWE or not. It just creates buzz for the women's division. And anytime there's more eyes outside of our regular audience that's put on the women's division is great.
Excellent.
Awesome. Charlotte, listen, we know you got a busy schedule, so thank you so much for making the time today, everything you've done for the business. And so we encourage all our listeners, go get your new book, Second Nature. It's out now, secondnaturebook.com. And Charlotte, good luck, and we look forward to seeing you back in the Bay Area.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Take care.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Wow, Jimbo. Look at that. Another great wrestling interview under our belts. The awesome Charlotte Flair.
Yeah, awesome. I can't wait to read the rest of the book. Yeah. It's such an interesting dynamic with it telling the latter part of Rick's story in WWE and also, again, as she said, showcasing sort of what her family life was like, And, I'm such a huge Ric Flair fan, and already in just what I've read of the book, it does put a different perspective that, he is the nature boy and, the limousine ride and kiss stealing, which is heavily emphasized in there, that has an effect on, the family life side of things. And, one of the passages I already read that was very interesting is when, Charlotte's mom found out that Rick was, with another woman and stuff like that, and just how that affected Charlotte. So it gives this whole different perspective. And I like what she said, that it's a way of sort of showing her mom and dad, what was her mental state, like during that time period and stuff.
So it's very cool. We encourage all the listeners, go get their new book. It's out now, Second Nature, The Legacy of Ric Flair and the Rise of Charlotte. So you can get it anywhere you can get books, pretty much Amazon, Barnes & Noble. But for more info, just go to secondnaturebook.com. And for everything else, you can follow Charlotte on Twitter at Miss Charlotte WWE, or also her Instagram at Charlotte WWE. And also, we should just talk about this. So as for myself, I saw in person this past Tuesday night when SmackDown Live was at the Oracle Arena in Oakland. She won the Fatal 4-Way match. Now she's the number one contender for SmackDown Live's Women's Championship. And so
it's going up against Natty.
Yeah, that's right. So next month, Sunday, October 8th on the WWE Network, Hell in a Cell. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that match, Natalya versus Charlotte at Hell in a Cell. So of course, go to WWE.com to sign up for the network. If you have not done so, highly recommend it. Love
a few stragglers out there left, I'm sure.
I know. Yeah, absolutely. So for everything else, just go to 1077thebone.com. Remember to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Stitcher. Just search for 1077thebone. And until next time, catch you later. Bye-bye.